This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending April 16th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 225.13, which was $10.33 higher compared to the previous Friday. And there were 707 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was almost 12% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales including that daily spot cutout, it was at 218.67, which was $2.33 higher. And there were 6,046 total loads sold, which was 462 loads lower than the previous week. In the formula sales, they were at 3,153 loads, which is only 9 loads higher than last week, and about 52% of the total loads sold for the week. Exports, as reported on this box beef report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and they were at 712 loads, which was 24 loads lower. 122 of those loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 590 loads were shipped overseas. And the outfront sales, which don't get delivered for at least 22 days, they were at 968 loads, which was 142 loads lower than last week, but still an important number because of the prices. The biggest outfront sales this week were almost 2 million pounds of middle meat steak items that included ribeyes, short loins, and tenderloins, whose average outfront sales were $12 to $24 above the average formula prices. And also, around 1.5 million pounds of briskets, that was $3 over the average formula prices, and 750,000 pounds of inside and outside rounds that were $10 to $12 above the average formula prices. Also, there was 750,000 pounds of chuck rolls whose average price was only $2 below the average formula prices, along with a few other products that were a little lower. Now, taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the choice chuck and round primals were $2 to $4 higher, and the choice middle meats, the rib and loin, were $2 to $3 higher this week. The ribs and loins finally started to return to the normal seasonal rally, but weather has been a very limiting factor for grilling in many areas this past month, which curtailed sales. The daily cow cutout was almost $1.50 higher at $174.70, and those 90% trimmings were about $2.50 higher at $220.09 compared to the previous Friday. And the latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending April 9th showed that week we passed for import 21,809 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 1,400 metric tons higher than the previous week, but 4,500 metric tons less than last year. And the year-to-date total tonnage was 13% below last year. Australia was down 27%, and New Zealand was down 12% compared to last year, but Canada was up 4%, and Mexico was up 15%. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas.